Well, first came the knighthood for John Key, and now the Aussies are trying to claim our former Prime Minister. Sir John will today be recognised with Australia's highest honour. At a ceremony in Canberra, he will be made an honorary member of the Order of Australia at the recommendation of his old mate Malcolm Turnbull, and Sir John Key joins us from Australia. Good morning.
Morning, Larry.
Congratulations. What does this mean to you?
Oh, look, I was very, very touched when I got the phone call from Malcolm Turnbull. But, I mean, it's the equivalent honour at that level as a sort of their top honour as a knighthood would be in New Zealand. And, look, I just sort of see it not as a reflection on me personally, but a sense of how strong the relationship is between New Zealand and Australia. And certainly in the time that I was PM in those 8 years, I always thought Australia was our most important and closest relationship for a huge range of reasons and put a lot of energy and effort into it. But, yeah, I mean, given the people who have been made honorary ACs before and the likes, I'm really obviously really touched by it and humbled by it and gratified, actually.
Yeah, and you should be. You're in some pretty good company, aren't you? Nelson Mandela and Mother Teresa.
Yeah, well, clearly it's been a reduction in quality since those fine people. But, yeah, it's lovely of them to put me on the list and looking forward to it. We have a ceremony that takes place. I'm flying down to Canberra this morning. And then we go from there to about 2 o'clock. There's a ceremony at Government House with Australian Governor-General Peter Cosgrove. And Malcolm Turnbull's going to be there. And I had the chance to invite some guests, so because I see it very much as a sort of country-to-country honour, I asked the former Foreign Minister Murray McCulley to come along and Foreign Minister Gerry Brownlee and then some family and friends.
And you had some drinks in Sydney with Prime Minister Turnbull the other night?
Yeah, caught up with Malcolm last night, and that was lovely. Yeah, just a chance to sort of chew the fat and say hello, and I'd had lunch with him at his place at Point Piper about 3 or 4 months ago, so I haven't seen so much of him. He's been travelling, and it was just good to chat about the G20, and he's been obviously away in Europe, just sort of general download that you get when, you know, kind of politicians get together, or in my case, ex-politicians.
Yeah, and how's he now? He seems to be under the pump, but he's under a bit of pressure, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's certainly been behind the polls here for a while, actually, in Australia, and, yeah, he's got a fair while to run on the clock before the next election over here. So he's working hard, I think, to try and get his nose back in front. But you know, it's a daily battle when you're leading a country and a party.
Do you miss it, Sir John? Do you miss it?
I don't. I'm immensely grateful for the time I was there, and I really loved it. And I ran into an awful lot of Kiwis all over the place, obviously on flight to them, and even when I'm in other countries, and certainly obviously when I'm home, who always sort of say to me, you know, why don't you come back, or you know, we enjoyed the time that you were there. But yeah, I think it's a great decision to go and run for politics if you're that way inclined. It's a privilege to lead your country that not many people have had that opportunity, but it's also nice to know when probably your time's up. And you know, I kind of feel with Bill English, your country's in fantastic hands. So there's no signs of missing me.
Well, honorary companion in the Order of Australia, that's fantastic for you. Congratulations, and thank you so much for talking to us.
No problems, Larry. Really appreciate it.
Sir John Key, former Prime Minister, honorary member of the Order of Australia.